Go long! Go long!
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £200 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show, presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Good to have you with us. It is our daily fantasy special, which can mean only one, literally only one thing. The fantasy OG is in the house.
Nat, it's a beautiful time to be a fantasy player. I've eclipsed you now. It's embarrassing. Three on the trot now it's been that I've beaten you.
Lucky break.
I mean, what's going on? Is this, I mean, rumours have been floating around the office that you might be giving it to me to give me a little bit of a confidence boost.
Well, I can guarantee you that is not happening. I don't think I've ever recovered from the now infamous Saquon Barkley Cooper Cup.
Yeah, that was infamous,
16 grand, 1 point. Tag team. I think I'll go down fantasy folklore.
I will never forget that because it's almost like, please just give me no points. You know what I mean? It's like 1 point between two. It's embarrassing. But listeners would know and viewers would know that, you know, over the past 3 weeks that we've been going head to head, that I've been bringing in, I mean, something very, just pretty run of the mill from my wardrobe, but something with you that just looks like a fish out of water.
Like I am touring with Aerosmith or Motley Crue or both.
And it's not changing this week I have got the Kurt Cobain-esque glasses. Now, they are sunglasses, so
they are, okay.
You're more than welcome to either wear it at the start, the end, or all the way through.
I will try them on now. How do I frame up?
I mean, that looks just spectacular. You look like Cruella de Vil.
I can't see much out of the emoji. No, that's the problem.
What I thought.
I'll just post to myself, Mr. de Vil, I'm ready for my close-up. All right. I'll put them on at the end. Okay, I'll put them on at the end when we wrap things up. It's a beautiful... These. Did you buy these for me or are they from the OG wardrobe?
No, again. It's just a bit bright out today. So
you go out and wear this out of choice you were wearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it wasn't a bet. No, I didn't lose anything. That's just my life.
I want to see that for the wardrobe in totality. Yeah. But we're not here to talk about OG sartorial styling as much as we'd love to. Yeah. There was a spin-off show coming in the off-season all about that. We're here to get you ready for some daily fantasy action this weekend. Don't forget, of course, our show listener league. Free to enter. 60 grand to spend on your team. Cash prizes up for grabs. A lot of you have got involved with that one already. So well done. Go head-to-head with me and the OG as well. That's not a particularly high bar in my case, but you can beat the fancy guru and gain props with your pals. So we'll give you a few steers, we hope, to get you set for the weekend, starting with a stack quarterback wide receiver tandem that we think is going to go off this weekend. Where are you going, OG?
Look, it's not going to please my Minnesota Vikings contingent that I've got around the world, but I'm going for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So we've got Aaron Rodgers is currently worth 8,100 pounds and Devontae Adams is 8,000. So pretty high spender, but at the moment, Rodgers on the weekend, as we saw, completed 20 of 33 passes attempts for 104 yards and a touchdown. Of course, they lost to San Fran, but in the world of fantasy, that doesn't necessarily mean they won't get big points. We talked about it last week when going big on McCaffrey.
Yep.
We almost assumed that they wouldn't win. They didn't again, but he still notched up great points.
Yep.
So that's the theory going on for this week. Devontae Adams, please don't worry. The rumours are that he might be a little bit injured, but they're just obviously just keeping on top of him with his reps that he'll be totally fine for the game.
You're literally trying to convince yourself that.
Yeah, you know, it'll be fine.
He's going to be fine.
How's this for a stat? In the last three appearances, he's totaled 21 receptions on 33 targets for 202 yards and one touchdown. So I'm backing them this week.
Loving that. I had a sneaky look at Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson.
All right,
because he's got a lot of value there. And as we've talked a lot about going big on your stack, you can save a bit of cash and maybe take a McCaffrey at 11K or whatever the hell his price is this week. Darnold 7-6, Robbie Anderson 6-1 against Cincinnati. It's quite like that. They're in a real groove at the moment, the Jets, and I like the matchup for obvious reasons. But my main pick is Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, Kansas City against Oakland in Arrowhead. Key game for them to win. They want to lock down the division. I think they go off at home. I think Mahomes certainly fills his boots. Tyreek Hill's a bit of a gamble. They didn't connect last week. I think there's a strong argument to say they're going to look at reconnecting that chemistry this time around. Oakland, really exciting offensively, so I think there'll be points in the game. But defensively, suspect. I think Kansas City wins this game, and I think Mahomes and Tyreek Hill fill their boots. 8-6 and 8-3, respectively, there. So you're spending a lot of money if you want the cheaper pick or the budget value pick, then go for the Jets pairing. Right, speaking of going big, You're surely not going McCaffrey again this week, are you?
It is very much like when you're going shopping and you head to the supermarket and you write your list.
Is that where you got these?
Yeah, exactly. You always put, you know, one item down first. You go, like, that's the first item on my list.
What is first on OG's real shopping list?
Bottle of wine. it's a bottle of sharp red. Sure. And then the necessities to live. Yeah. But it's very much the case when it comes to my fantasy team. I am going Christian McCaffrey again.
Nice.
As you quite rightly mentioned, £11,000 he is rated this week. Huge amount of money. On the weekend, he was, again, great in that loss, but he counted for 133 scrimmage yards and two scores. He produced 64 rushing yards and one touchdown. And again, when they go up against a team that you know they're probably going to lose, it's amazing to see someone just still just persist and
drive
just
and drive.
Absolutely rake in those points. But again, this week going up against Washington, absolute bloodbath, Matt. Mm. That is going to be a real, hence the price tag of £11,000. But here's my first choice when it comes to my shopping list. Absolutely.
I love it, man. He's averaging almost 29 fantasy points over the last four games. And Washington have got one of the weaker run defenses in the NFL.
Exactly.
It's a no-brainer even at that price. Loving your work on that, OG. I'm going Derrick Henry. Speaking of running backs that are driving at the moment, Derrick Henry, 175 all scrimmage yards last week, two touchdowns when they blew away the Jacksonville Jaguars. Key game for them against Indianapolis, who are without Marlon Mack. It seems T.Y. Hilton is questionable at the time of recording this as well. So I think they're going to struggle offensively. And I think that the Titans will take this game. I think I like them for the road win. Mm-hmm. And I like them establishing the ground game and sticking with the ground game as well. He's fourth in the NFL now in rushing yards, 991, and rushing touchdowns, 10. And he's getting stronger and stronger and stronger, averaging almost 28 points in his last three games. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry all the way for me at 8-6. What about a value pick?
Yes, so anything under £6,000 is our limits. And a lot of people have been sort of questioning, you know, what do you actually want to get out of your value pick? And for mine, it's always if I can spend as little amount of money to just get maybe a couple of points. Like, it's not always like you want the biggest value pick that's going to run away with 20 fantasy points.
Right.
Because it's very rare that you can absolutely nail that on the head. But it's the beauty of the value pick is that it offers up cap space elsewhere.
So you're saying somebody that's not so much a boom or bust player, not so much a high ceiling player, but somebody you're pretty reliably going to chip in with a few points.
You might get 8-9 points. And you're happy with that? And in this case, I'm going with Miles Sanders. 5.8, just
pick.
Under 6. On the weekend, we saw him rush the ball 12 times for 63 yards and added 3 receptions on 5 targets for 23 yards. So it's worth a go. I honestly think, you know, 5.8, I think we'll probably see his workload might be slightly limited this week with the return of a few other players, but I'm backing him for 5.8. I think that's a pretty strong. And again, from what I was saying, it's that theory of, look, is he going to change the world? No, probably not. But he's probably going to give you around 8 to 10 points, and that for anything under £6,000 is exceptional.
And you might cash in on that as well, because if Jordan Howard doesn't play, and I think again the recording this there is that's unclear or how much action he will see, even if he suits up, it's against Miami. Jay Ajayi is the curveball here for me because I wonder, because it's against Miami, particularly if Howard doesn't start, I think Sanders sees a lot of action either way, but I wonder if they let Ajayi go off against
Miami.
You just
got to be careful you don't have your English goggles on when you're thinking about that. Remember that, because we all want Ajayi to... Yep, there you go. Oh, straight from the Queen's wardrobe. But it's the English goggles are tough because we want Ajayi to perform so badly, don't we? Like,
we do.
It's an emotional pick.
It is an emotional pick. That is a fair shout. But I think as well, I'm speaking of emotional picks, up against Miami and how it went down there, he is going to want to bring the pain, I would suspect, even if we never admit it. But either way, great shout on the Eagles ground game there. Loving that. I am looking at Ryan Griffin. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Jets at Cincinnati earlier on. I think the Jets will... Did I mention earlier on? I feel like I did. Maybe that was on our other pod.
Possibly.
We were picking the game. I think the Jets win this comfortably.
Yep.
I did, of course, because we were talking about Robbie Anderson and Sam Donald. Yes, I was. I'm glad you didn't even remember that 4 minutes ago. Neither of us remember
that. I'm in the zone. When we get into this fantasy chat, I'm out of this world.
Nothing to do with the big Thanksgiving night we had last night. The 32-ranked defense in the NFL, dead last for the Bengals. Griffin's had 2 touchdowns in his last 2 games. He's averaging 14 points in his last 2 games as well. Darnold in the groove. A good red zone look as well there as well. Ryan Griffin's for 5,600. I like it.
Very much so.
What about avoid?
Yeah, so this week I'm avoiding Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
I know.
Big call.
Stop the press. But over, he's rated over £8,000, so spendy. But in particular this week.
Spendy?
Bit spendy.
Is he a spendy?
Spendos.
Did you
just, make, they
that,
say
did
down
you just
under.
Make that word up?
No. Again, check the Australian
okay.
dictionary.
Fair enough.
It's definitely in there.
Okay.
But no, the common theme that I've been running off of the last 3-4 weeks when it comes to avoid is very much, it's a difficult one to pick. So it's like, well, you know, are they going to be injured or are they going to have a bad game? You can't argue what Lamar Jackson's doing, and don't ever confuse that with the fact that I'm avoiding him.
Yeah.
It's certainly not the case. It's simply because up against San Francisco,
yeah.
it's going to be a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
Yes, we've seen Baltimore really perform against New England, and you know that they are obviously incredibly tough opponents, but a 49ers defense that's allowed the second fewest fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks this season.
Yeah.
It just suggests that this won't be the MVP sort of game for him.
Yes.
I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I love that. And that's a really key point you make. The avoid picks that we throw out are not always suggesting they're going to totally crash and burn. It's
no.
just for the money that they yeah. are on the board for.
And it sounds completely, it's almost sounds unnatural to be like, I'm avoiding Lamar
yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say that. You would never, you know, sort of dispute what he's capable of. It's just in particular, I just wanted to really make sure
just
we're aware that I do like Lamar Jackson.
I'm just going back to my Saquon Barkley, Cooper Kupp, one point, who were both on my list to avoid this week.
Yeah.
I've got a grudge now.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I love the Lamar pick. I did have that on my short list. I'm avoiding Saquon Barkley. Now,
sure.
The way the fantasy gods work, right, he's probably going to go off and have
a
30-point game. But I suspect that they're going to have a difficult day at the office against Green Bay, the Giants. I think Aaron Rodgers and co. are going to unleash hell after they were embarrassed last time out. And I think for all kinds of reasons, the Giants are going to struggle in this game.
Yep.
That might mean that they will look to Barkley, and it could be that game for him this season. He's only had 2 rushing touchdowns all season, so he's ranking 33rd in the NFL. He is supposedly banged up. I wonder how long it is before the Giants rest him for the rest of the season and protect their asset. 7,600, so his price is dropping compared to where we were 4 or 5 weeks ago, OG.
Yeah.
So you could flip side this and say, well, there's value there because of the upside, but I don't think in this matchup against Green Bay, he's going to go off for the level that you need at 7-6. So I'm saying avoid Saquon. Defense, where are you going?
Well, I'm staying clear. I mean, I've totally changed what I was always going to, which was anyone who's playing Miami.
Yeah, you've
but
got
I felt
that,
like, yeah, it's harsh. It's too harsh. So this week I'm going for Carolina Panthers taking on Washington. As I said before, absolute bloodbath, I'm predicting. It's, you know, Carolina haven't been great defensively of late, but they're still ranked 5th in takeaways and 2nd in sacks. And I just think it's coming at a really good time for the Panthers that they can sort of almost flex their muscles a little bit and just go, no, we can still do this and have a bit of a confidence booster. And against the Redskins, of course, you know, which are, they have the worst offense in the league in yardage and scoring only 13.1 fantasy points per game.
Ooh.
So it's not great for them. So this week, I think it's a pretty sure pick at £4,700.
No, value.
I like where my money's going.
I like where your money's going as well. I am realizing, about to give my defense pick, that I am putting most of my eggs in one basket here. So
sure.
This could also end horribly for me. So please bear that in mind.
Never happened before.
Going for the Jets defense against the Bengals. This is the Bengals obviously win their first game of the season after all this. 4,900 for the Jets D. Remember, since his offense, well, we've long established on this show that they are poor. But the Jets D, conversely, is a good fantasy D in terms of playmaking ability. It's particularly right now because of the form they're in, averaging almost 15 points a game, fantasy points over the last 3 games. They force turnovers. They force the issue. They did that against the Raiders, of course, last week and absolutely dominated that. Really strong rush defense as well in particular. So I think that's where the Bengals will look to try and exploit with Mixon and co. I don't think they'll get that going. I think it's going to be a long old day for Cincinnati. I don't think they get their first win. 4,900 for the New York Jets. There you go, OG. Those are our steers.
I cannot wait to see what I'm going to bring you next week. I'm already predicting. I'm sorry. I'm going for the 4th.
Mate, I tell you what. I have got to put some bit of homework and a bit of thought preparation into what when I finally do win again, because I will win one head-to-head this season against you.
Yeah.
the paint I'm going to unleash.
Yeah, I said it's going to be some sort of beige or navy item from Primarni.
Primarni. What you mean, I think what you meant to say there was something classic, something elegant, something
not offensive, just something that just sort of blends in.
Just absolutely classic is what you meant to say. All right, there you go. So we're going head-to-head once again. I've got to start thinking. I've got to start putting in a bit of homework, a bit of preparation for when I finally win and what I'm going to get you to
sure,
wear.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you to wear.
A real angry nutmeg sort of scarf or something. Or
I think what you mean to say is I've just got that idea for a movie where I take you down Wilshire Boulevard, Savile Row.
Yeah.
We just start to style you a little. We get the haircut. There's a scene in the barbers. We get you shaved.
Yeah, it's like the opposite where normally you get you get a perm and a big fur coat, but this is like no short back and sides.
No, I
go and get a white shirt.
I'm just talking about dressing classically, just dressing smoothly and on point, just sharp,
fit
just sharp,
the background.
Just sharp.
That's what I'm saying. More flowers.
I'm trying to say, how can I fit in the background? There we go. There you go, big guy. We're going to go head to head. You can get involved as well. I can barely read the URL. fantasy.paddypower.com /league/ Nat Coombs Show. That's how you get involved. Free to enter. Cash prizes. I'm going to prove the big man wrong this week. I can feel it. The Jets are going to bring me home. Listen to the pod. 4 shows dropping each and every week. And the Fantasy Show dropping every Saturday. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.